Good morning. The reading today is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 8, Peace and Hope. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jenny. So I wonder if you have ever started a book but then had to give up because it was just a bit too tricky or a bit too dense. I remember when I tried to read Lord of the Rings, it was the time when the films were being released. And I thought it'd be really good if I could read the books before I go and see the films. And then if anyone asks me, I can say, oh, yes, yes, I've read the book. So I started, and the first book in the series is The Fellowship of the Ring. And I think I probably got through chapter one, but I found it really hard going because there was all this history of all these different ages and all this mythical world. And it was just too much detail for me. And so after I think about chapter two, I gave up. And sometimes people think that the book of Romans is a bit too tricky to get into because it's seen as the kind of high point of Paul, who wrote it, who wrote the letter to the Romans, as of his theology. It's quite dense and thick in terms of the layers of theology and understanding of who God is and what it means. But essentially, if you had to break the book of Romans down into one word, it would be this. It would be faith. Paul's letter to the Romans is all about faith, particularly faith in Jesus Christ. Now, why is faith so important? In our modern Western minds, we tend to think of faith as a private thing, a kind of internal, individualistic thing. And it's fine for those who need it, and I'm sure it's, you know, very comforting, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the real world, and it's just a sort of internal crutch that people have. Now, Paul's understanding of faith was very different to this. For Paul, faith changed everything. Faith is the difference between life and death. See, Paul grew up as a Jew in a strict Jewish culture where being in right relationship with God depended on being in the right family, studying the right texts, saying the right prayers, performing the right rituals, and following all the right rules. Basically, in Paul's world, if you could tick all of those boxes, then God would accept you. But then Paul has this encounter with Jesus, and his eyes are opened to the truth that being in relationship with God cannot be earned or worked for. Salvation comes to us not through what we do, but from whom we put our faith in. Paul discovers that it is God's love and forgiveness that rescues us, not our own efforts. Paul declares that salvation is available to all, regardless of a person's identity or past. His understanding of God is completely turned upside down. Paul has discovered that God's love, right relationship with God, is not earned. It is simply received. We don't work for it. We just say yes to it. We can stand before God justified because of Jesus. Now, what Paul means by justified is that we are put in right relationship with God. That picture is a picture of complete intimacy and relationship and oneness. And it's that level of intimacy and relationship that God invites us into. Paul says that if we trust in Jesus, if we have faith in him, then we are justified. He explains in this letter that because of what Jesus did on our behalf, the cross and the resurrection, we receive three things. First of all, we receive a new status. our shortcomings and our mistakes are no longer held against us. They no longer prevent us from knowing God. The second thing is a new family. We're included in God's people. We now belong to God and are part of his family. We're not alone. We have a place and a purpose. And then thirdly, we are given a new future, a transformed life. It starts now, but it goes on into eternity, the with God life, the presence of Christ. This is the transformation that faith in Jesus brings. And it's not just a personal change. Those who enter this way of life join with God and his family in bringing light and hope to the world. We get stuck in and make a difference in our homes and families, in our workplaces and our communities. And I've seen how God's family has been doing that during this current situation, keeping in touch with the lonely, delivering food, reaching out to neighbours, working on the front line, looking after children, keeping hope alive in troubled times. Now we're beginning to see how faith makes a big difference and a real tangible difference. Paul puts it like this in verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. And then Paul goes even further. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. Now, this is really next level stuff. We glory in our sufferings. Now, we can grasp glory in victory, in wealth or comfort, glory in things going well. That's glorious, but glory in suffering. Paul has seen how suffering can lead to hope. If that suffering is able to move us into keeping going, persevering. If we get stuck in suffering, in feeling down, then that's no good. But if suffering can act as a motivator, then that suffering can produce perseverance, a strength to keep going. And that moment of being able to look up from the suffering can produce character. And not just a one-off response, but a way of being, a way of living. And if that happens, then there is hope. I know people, and you probably do too, who have been through terrible sufferings, and maybe you have yourself. And yet for some, these sufferings don't make them bitter, but they make them better. Somehow, over time, they're able to take those sufferings, that pain, and transform it into something good. Now, if even suffering can be turned into something good, then there is always hope. The journey from suffering to hope passes through perseverance and character. And that takes us back to Jesus, his suffering on the cross, his willingness to go through suffering, to persevere through pain and betrayal and abandonment, to keep going through all of it, to take on the pain and shame of the whole world, and yet to persevere. That showed the character of God's love, a willingness to suffer and to die. And this death, of course, led to new life. Death defeated, eternal life begun. Living hope, eternal hope. A hope that no suffering can extinguish. A hope stronger than even death. Now, how do we access this hope that will not only redeem our suffering, but also transform our death? Well, what we do is we say yes. We receive God's free gift of love. God's love is not earned, it is received. We don't work for it, we simply say yes to it. And we have a name for this receiving, this saying yes. It's called faith. Faith in Jesus Christ, or as St. Paul puts it, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. God demonstrates his own love for us in this, Paul writes. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of faith. We admit that sometimes we struggle to trust in you. We struggle to have faith. Lord, open our eyes to see that trusting in you leads to us being put in right relationship with you. Our sin and shame gone. Death defeated. Lord, would you work through our suffering to produce perseverance, character, and hope? And help us, Lord, to know that we have this new status now with you through faith, that we're part of a new family and we have a new future that begins now and continues into eternity. Lord, increase our faith, increase our trust, that we may live in and may live out your love. In Jesus' name, amen.